KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
It is straight up at 8 o'clock. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you here on an absolutely perfect and gorgeous Laguna Beach morning. This is the reason we live here. This is exactly, if you look outside, just stick your neck out the window for a moment. This is the reason that we live here. It is, of course, Friday, and that means Chamber Chat this morning. We welcome Paula Hornbuckle Arnold in with us this morning. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Ed. How are you this morning?
I'm having the best day.
It's going to be the best day.
It is. I finally listened to my body yesterday, and I just, like, at 4:30, I was done. I went up and I crashed upstairs. I was done.
Good for you.
Look at this energy now. Bolt of lightning.
We're in trouble, ladies.
Bolt of lightning. We welcome from tea and turmeric. I'm not blowing smoke in your face. I would never do this. It is one of my favorite businesses in town.
Mine too.
Oh my God. I love these ladies. I love what they do. I love the business. We welcome Kavita and Vidya Reddy with us this morning. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Laguna.
It is so nice to have you here.
So nice to be here.
So just recently, I want to go kind of backwards on the calendar a little bit. Just recently, we were able to find you at the farmer's market.
That's right.
How's that going?
Very well. It's great. We're there every second Saturday. So we're there this Saturday and then every second Saturday after that.
Okay, excellent.
It's been great.
Well, good. And congratulations there. The brick and mortar spot is over by the Sandpiper. And how is business there? How has it been since you opened up?
We are over the moon at the reception that we've gotten.
Nice.
So we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Laguna. It's beyond what we had even hoped for, the way that we have been welcomed. And kind of like to bring sort of like our story of our family and family recipes. And it's been, as I said, like beyond what we had anticipated, what we had even dreamed of.
Well, let's put our thumb on that for a second here. Let's put our thumb on your family and family recipes. Give us your background and where these recipes generated from. Mom, dad, grandma, where?
Grandma. Grandma, okay. And mom. We were recently interviewed for The Patch, and the lovely lady that interviewed us.
That's
us.
Lisa Black, right?
Miranda.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Miranda.
Okay.
It's Miranda. And she came in and she goes, tell me what this store is about. And I just looked at her. I took a deep breath and I said, this store is a love note to my grandmother and my mother.
Oh, I love that.
We were raised in Canada and my grandparents moved from India to Canada to help raise us. And my grandmother, she was like a little itty bitty woman, but my God, she was mighty. And we used to just look at her and follow like everything that she does. And right. Her love language was food, is through cooking.
Right.
And she kind of like taught us that this is how you show reverence and love to your family, is through food. And she was the greatest cook. And we watched her and we kind of like, I feel, maybe more than Kavita, that it's like in my blood.
Right.
There's not many things I do well in life, but I'm a really good cook. It's because I learned intuitively how to kind of like connect with food.
Right.
And I kind of like get it. And when we had the opportunity to take over the former Spice Merchants, it was just like a dream come true.
Right.
Yeah. I like to say that somebody has to cook, but somebody has to eat.
I'm in the eating category.
Yeah, that's my role.
There has to be a balance,
yeah.
and you seem to have struck that balance really well.
Yeah
and I agree. I think that your analogy of the love note is the perfect analogy.
Yes.
I love to cook. I spend most of my time in the kitchen, I find, and that's where I'm most comfortable, and that's where I find that you can deliver the love to your family.
Well, we should have like a cook-off.
We really should.
Together.
Just a big family cooking between all of us. I would love that.
To bring different cultures, and right. That's kind of like what our idea behind the store was, is to bring community together, to share your stories of your grandma or your favorite recipe,
right.
As we are sharing our recipes, and sort of like we're kind of like bringing our family to you and giving you all these recipes and all these spice mixes and stuff. And these are all things that are not just my grandmother's, they're generational. So in most Indian households, it's grandmothers that pass on to recipes to the granddaughters to the granddaughter. So I don't even know how old these spice mixes recipes are.
Right.
And that is something that we think is really special. And I think that anybody that comes into the store, they see that it's a very special thing. And it's just a very synergetic thing that's going on with the community, and we couldn't be happier.
When you walk into your store, it's a feeling you feel right away.
Absolutely.
Right. You were going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, we actually learn a lot about other people's cultures too, right. And because we have customers that love to cook, that love tea, and they have a large, the similar connection we have to our grandparents, they have their own, so we've had people bring us their family recipes of things that their grandmother has made. So it's been really great.
Yeah, one of the perks of being at the store is like, you know, somebody buys something, Paula, and they go home and say, oh my God, what are you making with this? And they go, oh, I'm making this cardamom rose cake. And I said, oh my goodness, that sounds amazing. And because they live like just a block from the store, they'll make it and they'll bring us a piece.
Oh, like, yeah.
I go, come
That's
on.
Yeah. Definitely one of the benefits of the business, having a business so close to the downtown area.
Yes.
Right. So look, you, I'm going to keep you in the kitchen for just a second here. A lot of, when you sell spices and they come with recipes, there are definite measurements for the recipes that you're adding the spice.
Right.
But you don't do that in the kitchen. You probably never use a measuring cup, do you?
So the biggest challenge for me has been because what we want to do at the store is, I mean, there's such a huge array of spice and spice blends that, you know, you buy it and then you go, okay, like now what do I do at home, right? So my thing is to write recipes, and that has been a challenge because I'm one of these people, like, you know, when I say like a pinch, it's a pinch,
right?
And for me to kind of like, you know, figure how to do that.
Because you know what a pinch feels like and looks like.
Exactly.
Right. Yes.
Exactly. So for me to say, oh, this is one teaspoon, one tablespoon, that has been challenging to say the least.
I'm with you 100%. Yeah. I'm with you 100% there. So the Paula, you mentioned you're on the eating side of this. Do you cook?
I used to cook.
Okay.
When my children left for good for college and their adult lives, I quit cooking. My husband now does the cooking.
Okay.
Yeah. And I will tell you, I came into Vidya and Kavita's store over Christmas and I bought all my Christmas gifts there.
Oh, yeah.
And
they had
such great packages where they had a popcorn package where they had popcorn spices along with popcorn mix and, you know, and then you had a fish, a salmon spice packet. So it wasn't just me looking over the shelves deciding, oh, that'll go good with fish. It was prepackaged, prettied up, and ready to ship out.
It was Paula ready.
It was Paula ready. So I love this store.
Yeah, it is
a fantastic place.
And we talked about the teas previously. You and I have talked about the teas before and the incredible array of teas you have. You even have the family favorite of mine, which is mate.
Yes.
And we absolutely love that. Have you worked on getting those the leather husks yet?
I have not found a very good supplier yet, but I'm still working.
That's all right. We will find you a perfect supplier for the leather husks. You drink mate out of it. It's a shared tea. So I'm directing this at Paula now. It's a shared tea. It's a leather husk that you put the tea in, you pour hot water on, and it's a metal, it's called a bombilla, it's a straw, and the family or your closest love shares that tea with you. It's not one for sharing among a bunch of strangers or anything, but it's a family thing, and so it's a fantastic idea, by the way. So if someone were to come over and you're cooking a meal for the first, let's say it's us, Paula and I come to your house.
Right.
What meal are you going to prepare for us? When are we coming? Yeah, exactly.
Let's set a date right now. You know what? I speak a lot about Indian cooking just because that's our background, but I also like to cook like all kinds of different foods. I make a really mean lasagna.
Oh, there we go.
Right?
There we go.
So that's something, right? And I'll probably like Indify it a little bit. I actually had a dream once where I made a butter chicken lasagna. And I dreamt of it, and I made it, and I go, okay, this is amazing.
And that's what we're having.
All of a sudden, I'm very hungry.
So I need to elaborate on the butter chicken lasagna. Tell us about your vision of it.
My vision of it and the way that I made it, I have like a butter chicken recipe, right?
Right.
And then I go, wow, like I love lasagna and I love butter chicken. And I think that I've actually had like butter chicken pizza before. That I made before with cheese and sauce. And I go, why can't I make this into a lasagna? And then I just woke up, and I wanted to like, you know, kind of like follow through with the inspiration that I had, and I made it, and it was like one of the best things that I made, just because I could go, and that's what I mean about bringing cultures together.
Right.
And like, you know, you come and you talk about your grandma's recipe, I'll come and talk about my grandma's recipes, and that's when like my brain starts to go, and then I go, yeah.
So right now there's someone sitting in their car thinking that their peanut butter and jelly dream was just garbage. Yeah, I know. I dropped peanut butter and jelly.
No, see, that's my part. When I'm at the store, I tell people, don't be afraid, you know, because sometimes cooking can be intimidating.
It
or
can.
Even some of the teas can be intimidating. Some people don't really know anything about teas, especially loose teas. And I always like to tell them, it's not rocket science. Just try it. What's the worst that's going to happen? It's going to taste bad. No one's going to die. Just try it. You'll be okay.
Give it a shot.
When I was living in Las Vegas when my children were very, very young, a very good friend of mine opened the first loose leaf tea shop in Las Vegas. It was a before its time. Today, it would thrive. Back then, it was a little before its time. While we loved it, not everybody understood it.
Yes. Right.
So absolutely. To your point.
Explain loose leaf teas to our listeners, please.
Well, a lot of people are used to the teas that you get at the grocery stores that are prepackaged in the little Lipton's bags. We carry the actual full leaf tea, which tends to be a higher quality tea, and there are more flavors, and it isn't prepackaged into a little bag that's been sitting somewhere for months.
Right. It doesn't taste stale.
No. Right, yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly. And that's the difference there. You can taste the freshness.
It is completely different.
Right. There is something to be said for freshness.
There is. And there are a lot of different types of teas. And, you know, you brew them at different temperatures and they steep for different amounts of time. We have all of that written on the labels for anybody that buys anything. But I always tell them, even if you brew it too long, it's not the end of the world. Like, some people are just so sort of intimidated and afraid. So I like to just say, it's okay.
Right, because sometimes a recipe for something can be so structured that you feel you have to follow that structure without the pinch of this or the dash of that.
Yeah, I tell people, like, you know, if your gut tells, you know, if your intuition is telling you to do something, that's coming from somewhere, do it.
Right.
Right, like, it's probably going to be even better than what the recipe calls for.
Yes, right? Interpret the recipe with your heart.
With you.
Oh, I love that. Oh my God, I'm getting quotes from them all day.
Man. We love these guys.
I didn't make it up. I read it somewhere, but it's so true.
That should be our tagline.
Remember that. Write that down, please. All right. Yeah. So growing up, was there a competitive nature between the two of you, or was there always this, we're one, just like we are at the shop now, or like we are at the farmer's market on weekends? How was it growing up?
We had a short phase where we used to fist fight, but...
Oh, yes. I don't see it.
We're okay now.
Yeah, no, we used to have quite the rivalry when we were younger. Like, my friends would fight with her friends.
Okay.
I think, like, there's a Kavita camp, there's a Vidya camp, like, and we stay on each other's side. And then as we grow older, we kind of, like looked at each other and said, hey, I think you're kind of neat, and I think you're kind of neat, too. And the thing that everyone asks us, it must be really difficult to run a store with your sister, right?
Right.
And I said, not necessarily, because we bring two very different skill sets to the table, and we both respect that. Right. When she digs her heels in about something that I don't necessarily understand, I said, you know what? I know that you have a background in this. I'm going to lay off and say, let you take the lead. And she does the same thing.
That is so
There's
important.
Been a couple of times, like, you know, we butted heads and, like, you know, the sisterly stuff comes up and then we just work through it and you go, okay, go forward.
Right. That is so important, is to respect the other person enough to know, okay, well, you know more about this than me. I'm going to take a step back. That's really cool. I love the fact that your friends would fight amongst each other.
Yes.
That's pretty cool as well.
Yes.
So you do a video, you do a regular article or a regular column in Stu News.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It comes out every Friday, and I have a pretty big background in holistic healthcare, and I was trained in life coaching. Like, I have an interesting background, and I kind of bring all that to the table and kind of, like, give tips about, like, you know, what happens, you know, when you go through grief, or how do you forgive, and all kinds of different things. Sort of like what I go through. Like, I go through and I write about, like, you know, what am I going through?
Right.
And I go, how did I work through that? You know, these are the tips that have helped me, and that's kind of like what I write about.
Okay, let's talk about the background in holistic healing, and how did you get involved?
It was actually, wow, this is going really back. My dad, he's now passed on. He is a medical doctor, and he kind of like understood the future of medicine. He had like a really broad mind right. about that. And he kind of, because I'm his daughter, he knows me well. And he goes, because I was thinking of following in his steps, and he goes, I think you should like, you know, look at like alternative healing, because I think that's where I think that's where the future of medicine is.
Right.
And he gave me a book called The Energy of Medicine. And I read it and I go, holy Moses, like this kind of like puts into like, you know, what I think we are. And from there, I got into holistic health, and I actually went to India for a year and I studied Ayurveda and meditation and had a guru and like all that stuff. And I bring all of that to everything that I do, to every person that I encounter at the store. So to me, this store really encompasses everything that I am and everything that Kavita is, and we bring all of that to the store. And I think that's where the joy of it comes from, at least for me.
Right. It shines through like a bright light. It really does. Right. It really does. And the importance of what we ingest to our not only physical health but our mental health. Can you speak to that for a moment?
I tell people that I don't want that, and I think that's kind of like what people are experiencing when they come into the store. There is a connection that you feel, because the whole store is it's very intentional what we did with the store. And I tell people, like, I want you to have a connection to, like, you know, what you're drinking and what you're eating. It's not just good for the body, right? Have a connection. Like, we have a series. This is Kavita's. Like, I thought it was just absolutely brilliant. You know, you call it meditation, and she came up with the whole thing called me-tea-tation. Like, you know, where you bring tea
right.
into your whole morning ritual, and, like, you know, to do affirmations and meditations and stuff. It should be your time to connect to yourself, so you kind of, like, bring that throughout your whole day. And that was her idea. And I just thought, oh my God,
yeah.
I wish if I thought of it.
Yeah, what a great combination they are.
Yes,
what a fantastic
are.
Combination. We're doing a ribbon cutting with them, aren't we?
We are next week, Thursday, May 19th at 5:30 to I believe 7 or 7:30 p.m. And the ladies will be sharing their teas and their knowledge with all of our guests.
Excellent. Excellent.
There's some goodies planned.
Goodies planned. Yeah. We kind of set the menu. We're going to bring a little bit of my grandmother and my mother into the store. We're
oh, I love be, this.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
this. So are you preparing
yes,
something for
I
us?
Yes, I am. I am. I have my menu set.
Yeah. How do you not show up to this room?
How do you not, man?
Yeah. So you've already set your menu. You already know.
We've set our menu, and Kavita helped with that, because right. I want to, like, you know, being like my grandmother and my mother, like, I want to give you like 15 things, right?
Right.
I said, oh, I want you to taste this. I want you to do this, 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 this. She goes, no, bring it down, bring it down, bring it down. So we set the menu. And the other thing that we're really, really excited to do on Thursday, this is something that we've been working on even before we even open the store. We're going to be unveiling our customized Ayurvedic wellness kits, where you come into the store, where you go on an iPad, you answer a bunch of questions,
right.
and you kind of like fall into three different constitutions. And based on that constitution, we have a kit for you, how to balance that. That is something that...
I'm in for that.
Yes.
I'm in for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's something that, again, that's where our synergistic talents come in. She developed the quiz and all that kind
okay.
of stuff, like all that stuff, like, and all the recipes and what's in the kit is from my background.
Right.
So it speaks really well for the two of us working together. And I don't think the store could work without each other.
Right. It is the perfect recipe. The two of you are the perfect recipe for that location. I swear, that's the truth. So the ribbon cutting is Thursday from 5:30 until 7, around
7-ish.
All right, so, and obviously we're going to be tasting delicious teas and delicious everything.
Yeah, we invite all of you to come and kind of share in this joyous experience for us. And it also marks our 6-month anniversary since we've been open, so... So that's yay for us.
And that's 1175 South Coast Highway.
Right next to the Sandpiper.
Right next to the Sandpiper.
All right. And that's like got to be the greatest location because everybody knows where
everybody
it is.
Knows where it
well,
is.
Well, they spend the evening at the Sandpiper and the morning getting their tea.
Well put. I could have you both on every day. I swear. This has been a great conversation. Thank you so much for being here. We will see you next Thursday for the ribbon cutting. Yes. Paula, thank you so much. Anything before we head out?
Nope. I will mention that we are having a health and wellness breakfast panel on Tuesday of next week, 7:30 to 9 a.m. at the Boys and Girls Club Lang Park. You ladies are welcome to come if you choose to. So you can register at LagoonaBeachChamber.com.
Fantastic. And again, thank you both for being here today. We will see you next Thursday. I look forward to it. 8:19 the time. Thank you, Paula. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.